Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Glimpses of the Moon by Edith Wharton. Part 1, Chapter 1. It rose for them, their honeymoon, over the waters of a lake so famed as the scene of romantic raptures that they were rather proud of not having been afraid to choose it as the setting of their own. It required a total lack of humor, or as great a gift for it as ours, to risk the experiment. Susie Lansing opined, as they hung over the inevitable marble balustrade and watched their tutelary orb roll its magic carpet across the waters to their feet. "Yes, or the loan of Strefford's villa," her husband emended, glancing upward through the branches at a long, low patch of paleness, to which the moonlight was beginning to give the form of a white house front. "Oh, come, when we'd five to choose from, at least if you count the Chicago flat."
"So we had. You wonder."
He laid his hand on hers, and his touch renewed the sense of marveling exultation which the deliberate survey of their adventure always roused in her. It was characteristic that she merely added, in her steady, laughing tone, "Or not counting the flat, for I hate to brag, just consider the others. Violet Melrose's place at Versailles, your aunt's villa at Monte Carlo, and a moor." She was conscious of throwing in the moor tentatively, and yet with a somewhat exaggerated emphasis, as if to make sure that he shouldn't accuse her of slurring it over. But he seemed to have no...